When Santa Fe County's Board of Commissioners meets today, it will present its choice of the nominee to replace the late District 50 Representative Stephen Easley. The Legislative House District also includes portions of Bernalillo, Torrance, and Valencia counties, with commissioners from each selecting their own nominee. All of the individuals named will be considered for the post by Governor Martinez, who has the authority to make the final selection. Another item on the Commission's agenda today will seek to sign off on an agreement between the State Department of Finance and Administration and the county for a $450,000 grant targeting improvements to the county fairgrounds. The money was authorized during the 2013 legislative session. Reductions in federal funding are threatening Santa Fe's public transit system. The Journal North reports Santa Fe Trail's fleet of 36 buses is expected to shrink to 23 by 2016 due to annual cuts totaling up to $800,000. The federal legislation that supports the system includes cuts to the funding formula, prompting smaller cities like Santa Fe to weigh future options. Those options include extending the operating life of the buses, using bond funding, or buying less expensive buses that have a shorter operating lifespan. Santa Fe County's unwanted prescription drug take-back program over the weekend took in some 150 pounds of pharmaceuticals. The collaborative effort among the county sheriff, Santa Fe police, and the DEA anonymously harvested the drugs at six disposal locations. Additional drug take-back events are planned for 2014, as well as establishing permanent collection sites at the sheriff's office and state police district headquarters. New Mexico Public Education Secretary-designate Hannah Scandera will likely get a vote on her confirmation in the upcoming 2014 legislative session. Scandera was named to the post 3 years ago by Governor Martinez. It was just during the last legislative session that lawmakers took up confirmation hearings, only to adjourn without a vote. Today's New Mexican reports that State Senator Linda Lopez, the chair of the Senate Rules Committee, says a vote will be taken, and if not confirmed, Scandera, quote, is gone that same day, end quote. Ray Sandoval, the campaign manager for Santa Fe mayoral hopeful Romana Beta, says he wants police to investigate an unauthorized posting of his picture in a Craigslist personals ad. The posting was widely circulated by email sent to the Abeta campaign and others, as well as to the Kiwanis Club, for whom Sandoval organizes the annual Zozobra event. Sandoval says the mailing is political and an attempt to harm Abeta's campaign. The photo in question shows Sandoval in his underwear in a non-sexual pose. Sandoval posted it to friends on Facebook 2 years ago while in the midst of an exercise regimen. A regional meeting of forensic scientists continues through Wednesday in Santa Fe. Fideli Nathanson, a forensic scientist with the New Mexico Department of Public Safety, says the meeting serves training needs and provides updates on trends and technologies. Nathanson stresses forensic scientists' work is not, as seen on TV, but rigorous.
Test unknown substances, test DNA swabs, look at fingerprints without any misleading information or public information from the news. We just have to look at the evidence.
Athenson also says synthetic pot sold in smoke shops is a serious problem being discussed at the conference. Weather for Santa Fe, mostly sunny and windy today, highs in the upper 50s. Cloudy tonight, a low of 35 and a 20% chance for showers, possibly mixing with snow after midnight. Still a slight chance for mixed precipitation early Wednesday before turning sunny by afternoon, highs in the upper 40s. I'm Tom Tropebridge, KSFR News.